Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. Hello?
Hi, is this Samantha?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Notebook Writing. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing today. Thanks for calling. May I know your name, please, one more time?
Lisa.
Okay, Lisa, nice talking to you. Thanks for your call.
Thank you so much for that, Samantha. First of all, welcome on board. I wanted to walk you through the process and guide you in regards to, the process in terms of how you'll be communicating with us and what will be the phases in which we'll initiate with the writing. Ryan also told me that you wanted to explain in detail something about the manuscript or the file. Is it ready, or are you working on revisions? What is the current status of the manuscript?
Okay, I think already your team has looked over that and they said that it is very vague and they said we can start over again. That's what I think we discussed. But what I mentioned, Ryan, was the overall content in those scattered files, I think they were not able to get what I want. So I just sort of giving you what vision I have on this book so that we can outline it accordingly.
Yes, of course. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so the first vision is, Lisa, it's a spiritual book. It's a Christian book. But what I want to get it is like a practical way of living a Christian life. That is what it is. But mostly it will be my autobiography because I was not a born Christian. I just want to write in very simple language, like because this book may go to other countries, not just in the US. So, simple doesn't mean we don't meet the standards, with the standards. And a very, how to say, I want to portray my life circumstances in a polished way. I may not be able to give you exactly, it means to the team, I can tell you what I went through so that we can get the intensity. But when we write it, I want it in a very polished way so that we don't go too much into the details because this is just my first book. The upcoming books, maybe we can do that. And overall, it's just like, would be like how. The pain of a person changes into a purpose by trusting God. That's all I want to convey in this book. Maybe, and
Gotcha.
I want to rush in several different dimensions of just between you and me, I want to tell you that I was like born as an orphan, and then God touched me, and then now things are changing in my life, and I was given into another family where I was not treated well. So maybe I won't outline all this, but overall that pain would be there in my writing. But I would
Exactly.
just say, and I do not, and how I felt forsaken. I may write like I felt forsaken, but I won't say the people who forsake me. I don't want to offend people. You know what I
Of
say?
course, you
So it will
cannot
be
mention any
mostly like,
names.
right. So it'll be my pain, my travel, my journey, and how God is helping me through this process and how it's coming out. And it should be a more motivational book. And I want to cover areas of like healing from abuse because I went through a lot of abuse, physical, mental, verbal, all kind.
I'm
And
sorry to hear
then I
that.
also want to. That's okay, Lisa. The other part which I want to cover is how to come out of this abuse and get emotional healing, which and I tried to attempted to actually suicide several times, how I came out of that, how to come out of depression and how God helped me and things like that. So the second part which I want to cover is like it may be in line with it, like or depression, emotional healing, loneliness, things like that. The second part is sickness. I got healed from several chronic sickness, cancer, and brain infections. And I have a lot of list when we discuss. So how I got healed, how I went through this process, like going through cancer is not a joke, right? So when I went through how I felt,
Absolutely.
how that loneliness was taking me into the right direction, and how God helped me through this path. Like when I had cancer, I wrote a lot of books. I mean, a lot of poems, a lot of songs. But today, all our songs are published, and it's running, and we are having our album. So that time it was cancer, but now it's a testimony out of this how we can overcome the situations. So I want to write a little bit about my sickness. The third thing is parenting. I'm a single mother, and how I was thrown in the roads when I was 6 months pregnant with my daughter. I was beaten up, and I was like actually thrown in the road.
Oh
After
my
which, how
God.
So I was 6 months pregnant, and they tore my dress. They took everything away from me. They threw, and now my daughter just turned 13. So this 13 years of life of bringing up my daughter all by myself,
single-handedly, yes, of course,
yes, and moved out of my country. I was in India, so I moved out when she was a baby, and coming and learning the culture over here, understanding everything, working, driving. It's simple, looks simple, but it was hard for me.
Not that easy. Yes, of course.
Right. And if I turn back, I did not have a home that day, but now God has blessed us. So how, life is just not over just because somebody throws you in the road, you know?
Exactly.
Now we turn back, we have a beautiful life and I have a beautiful story. So about parenting and these kind of real life circumstances. And fourthly is my business. I'm a software engineer, and how many challenges a woman have to face. Not just because of the personally, you have to maintain your integrity, staying alone.
Professionally as well,
right, and it's so hard, because
it's
you work with
difficult.
Men. And yeah, and when you work with men, and when I was very young, I had my daughter. So how will I face this world? How will I face people? How can I do business? How can I take? So it was hard. I went through workplace harassment. I worked through, and how I fought that practically in the right way, how I learned to be confident, and how I came out of that inferiority complex of being alone and no support, no family, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. And financial struggle, of not having anything, and also trying to be a mother and a father, later learning I could not be a father, I could only be a mother. So how I actually, I just stepped down from many responsibilities which I could not, because some people who are single parents think they can do everything. And how I started giving space for my daughter and things like that. And eventually how the story ended was a lot of pain, a lot of rejections, a lot of betrayals, character assassination, many things. But I learned later on that my original mother, she's a very famous actress in our country, but she threw me away because I was not born in the right way. And I went back to my father, and he said, original father, my biological father, he said, I have two grown-up children. I don't want to do anything with you. And the people who raised me up, they have raised me up for the sake of money. Somehow I think it just God worked it out, right? That was a conditional clause kind of, okay, I give you money, because my mom was in the movie industry. She did not want to show that I am her daughter, so gave it to another family. Okay, I'll give you some money, you raise her up. They treated me like a slave. But I was trying to go back to them because I grew up with them. I thought they were, later stages only I knew they were not my parents. So I used to go behind them performing. I started tutoring children when I was 10. Performing before them. Okay, my mother, my father, and my brother. All of a sudden, one time, it hits when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I came to know that none of them are my family and everyone left me. And then I don't know what to do next, because I grew up with them. I thought they are my uncle, my aunt, my parents. Everyone left, and finally that's when I thought I'll end my life. And God appeared to me in a vision. So always I thought Christianity is like a religion. I tried all religions. I tried everything. I went behind all the religion. I used to walk on my foot, and I hurt myself. I injured myself. I wanted peace somewhere. Mm-hmm. But the last attempt, I thought I'm going to suicide. I saw God appearing face to face. And I asked, if you are the living God, if you are God, because I felt peace for the first time. Mm-hmm. I do not know anything about this religion or anything. God appeared to me, and I said, I want healing from brain infection, and I want a child. Because at that time, in Hindu culture, they were telling me, if you don't have a child, my husband was threatening me, I will leave you. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking that if I get a child, he would not leave you. But unfortunately, after I got a child, he still left me. But still the thing was, I got a child, and that's when God found me. So I have walked in the streets. I went through many streets. I was alone, but I got a healthy child. Then I know there is a God. I was not given food. I was locked inside. But when I got my child, she was healthy. What a beautiful God. What a great God.
Absolutely.
But after which many churches did not take me, because I was not a born Christian. So that area people would not like to touch on because they think like all people who have Christian names are not Christians. Mm-hmm. I was rejected in churches. I was pushed away because both in that matter, both in United States, I thought when I came to United States, I'll be accepted. It's a Christian. Mm-hmm. No, it was not. Both
no,
cases, I felt
the struggle.
I felt, yeah. And all people, I went behind people who had Christian names. Later, I realized they're not Christians. So there also to stand, it was hard. But what made me stand, what is making me stand is, to be honest, it's only the relationship with God. I know that God, Jesus did not come to create a religion called as Christianity and bang people on the head and throw them under the bus. Mm-hmm. It's just love and it's care. So mm-hmm. how I'm able to sustain with me and my daughter in all the tough life circumstances is, I know there is a God who cares for me. So he's not a God just reading the Bible or just walking and just saying 1,000 prayers. Of course, I pray a lot. But still, it's just like practical life, right? Oh, you have to dress well. You have to do this. You have to eat well. You have to take care of your diet. You have to take care of your child. You have to take care of your business. Mm-hmm. So he taught life, to be honest, for me, like a mother and a father and a business guy. And a friend, I don't know what to call. And in the year 2020, I was being used in several churches and several places. I pray for people, and I was in this line. But in the year 2020, I started my own ministry, and it's called as Rehoboth Ministry. As of now, it is operating. Thanks, Elisa. So as of now, it's operating globally around the world. And our vision, upcoming vision, we have outreaches. We have. And our upcoming vision is to start orphanages, things like that. Primarily, we focus on deliverance and healing and things like that. Mm-hmm. We have launched many songs as part of our ministry, both in our regional language and also in English. And we have a little bit experience. We write magazines and things like that, and we publish. But it's just 3 years. So this is my first book. Mm-hmm. Of course, I tell my stories, and I have online sessions and other things in other social media. But anyway, writing is writing, right? So
absolutely,
this would be my first book. And so
your first
to outline
book as an author,
myself,
yes.
So that's exciting. And so I want to write in this book, like how elevating it is. Even though I had all this pain, if I turn back, it's really elevating. Now if I think, right, okay, that divorce and threw me on the road has turned me into who I am today because of God.
Yes.
I thought I could not raise up my daughter all by myself because in Indian culture, it's really hard. Everybody questioned me, can you? But it is possible. When I came here, like, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, I did not even have a car. I don't know how to take her to urgent care. I start praying. God just healed her. So always I feel like, if I had a husband, maybe he'll take her to the urgent care. But if I have God, he's healing my daughter right away. It doesn't mean that I'm against medicine. I did take medicine. For example, I got cancer. I took chemo drugs for 2 years, but I did not go through radiotherapy because I got healed through prayer and supernaturally. Mm-hmm. People witnessed all those things. So I feel like my life is different, but I still feel, Lisa, there is a purpose in my life.
Yes,
so I want to convey that. I want to convey, I want to glorify God through all this. I also want to let the audience know, like, whatever happens, there is a brighter side.
Exactly.
And I did not perish in all these things. And still I admire life. I'm happy with what I have.
And you're positive.
And I'm
the biggest thing about this, I'm so sorry I'm interrupting you, Samantha. I want to say that
I'm
truly proud of you. I mean, it's the first time I'm talking to you, but listening to whatever you have endured in your life, all of that, I mean, I am all up and up for woman empowerment. And I feel so fortunate to be a part of this project, you know, to be, I'm honored to actually be a part of this book. So I just want to say that I'm truly proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so humbled to hear that. Thank you so much, Lisa. But through this, if you see, right, like, it's just God. I could not say that without God. I could not. I just want to touch that topic everywhere. But, you know, most people don't. If I quote 1,000 different Bible verses, people may not understand. Because for me, I came from a different religion. And I tried all religions. So,
and a different background, too.
Without practical. Yeah, sure, Lisa. So you understand that pain, right? Like how would
yes,
you...
I do.
It's so hard. So what happens at the end of the day is normal people who don't under, if it's a, if, I mean, I want to write a lot of spiritual books because that is what is my next time my goal, which the Lord has given me. But for now, like, a person who doesn't understand Christianity should be able to read my book. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. It should be an introductory book.
Yes. Right. It's not about, like, oh, only if you know Jesus is bogus for you. No, because Jesus died for everybody. He didn't die for Christians or Muslims or
anything
like that.
For humanity, yes.
Yes, exactly. That's the right word, for humanity. That should be given to everybody because that was given to me. Freely he came and he visited me. Freely I am received the goodness of God. Freely I received the salvation. So this book should be like that. And also, because I come from an Eastern culture, I know how hard it is for a woman to survive there and how hard it is for even till today for single women to sustain. Of course, men also go through. So a lot of people who come into our ministry are men who go through the same. Heart
Absolutely.
Is the same, you know. It's going to be paining for everyone. But still, I want to cover a little bit of our traditional and cultural aspects as well. That way people can still feel like, oh, this she came from this background, from this kind of family setup, like, but still, she's coming up like nobody. So I don't know how much we can accommodate. I have much more. But overall, this would be the nutshell. And then now my, and a little bit about my daughter, how she was able to overcome stress, how she was able to come out of and face the reality of not having a father, not having anybody, oh, no grandma, no grandpa, no uncle, no auntie. Still
nobody,
okay, we can push forward. And then that started creating, I would say, like, we started serving others. That started, when we started serving people, God started investing into us. So now we don't mind because I feel at least in United States, because people, countries like India, Lisa, a lot of people always try to live together. Whether there is love or not, that's different. They always live together and there is a lot of support system. But I don't see that here. Many people are alone. They live by themselves.
And
I would like to say that, that's what, it's okay. You can still make your life happy. You can still serve people and you can still be happy. Like, for example, when I had cancer, 3 years I had cancer and I have to work for my daughter. Like, I just cannot do what I want to do. I have to work because I'm a software engineer. I had a privilege, that's what, blessing in disguise, to work from home. But there were like few years in my life, I never saw a human being other than the doctor. That's all. So my life was only that. But still, I did not go into depression. I was able to see most of the powerful songs which I wrote, which are today published, came out of that agony and that pain only, right? So I learned to be alone. That's what I can say. I learned. And especially for us, for people like from those countries, we always go with people. It's really hard.
Exactly.
So overall, I'm so glad that I spoke with you today because you can understand my feelings and you can just bring it out like how I want.
Yes, of course. Let me tell you something, Samantha. I can completely relate with it. I want to let you know, I want to share with you a little bit about my background, although it has always been a disadvantage sharing this because people start to judge you then. I actually come from a third world country as well. I am from South Africa, and I'm a South African Christian. My family also had some similar issues, you know, conservative background. They wanted me to get married, and I was highly ambitious. I actually ran away from home, let me just tell you that, 11 years ago, and I came down here to make a life out of whatever I could do, you know. I got my bachelor's degree over here, and then I actually entered the book writing industry, and that's how I came up. I used to work two jobs initially, and it was 6 days a week, 16 hours a day, and it was difficult, Samantha. I know what you're talking about.
I faced
discrimination. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to handle myself, first of all, because I was young, and I came all alone here. I took an asylum, and I came here, you know, based on a couple of friends that were living here already. So I know the struggle that you're talking about, and that's real. Oh, people like us, you know, women like us, who got out of a paradigm, a certain pattern, we broke that, and we got out of it. We broke the wheel, actually, and only we can understand what happened.
Awesome.
And how we, you know, went through all of that, and I actually have a long way to go as of now too, but I'm quite satisfied, you know, with myself that I took this decision.
Great. Yes, because you are passionate, and I feel like God will impart more potential for you to go higher. One day everybody is going to be proud of you.
Hopefully, Samantha.
Sure.
I'm not really a religious person, I'll be very honest with you, but I do believe in God, and I do believe that things happen for a reason, you know. There is you know, there's always a reason behind everything that happens with you. It's either a lesson well learned. Usually, that was a scenario in my life, you know. Whenever I tried to do something good for others, it was a very well lesson learned, you know, in terms of experience. And I was like, okay, fine, never mind. I got to learn something new.
I see exactly what you say. But that's the same thing. Like, so many people cheated me, like, for money. They talk nicely to me, and, you know, when you don't get love, then you feel like, and you give everything you have. And you know what happens at the end of the day? Just exploited and left with nothing.
Exactly.
Financial loss is okay. Okay, we can earn another time, even though it's stressful. But the pain they cause because of our circumstance, right?
They leave you emotionally devastated. They leave you emotionally devastated. And then you're like,
and they
what?
Understand.
Yes.
Right. And they treat you like, ugh, I have done this to you. And they treat very low. But through that low, people who ever look down on me, like even in my office, I work in a multinational company.
Mm-hmm.
They look, oh, you, what can you do? But through that only God is elevating me.
Exactly.
So I think not many women maintain integrity, Lisa. So that is where I think like they go down. They step down. So if I say no, they don't like me.
Yeah,
my manager,
that is
so no,
true.
They don't like me. And you have to say no. And for saying no, I have missed many promotions. I have gone through harassment for saying no, but I rather say no and go through harassment than saying yes and going into the wrong direction, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
So, these are a few things which people don't talk, but I really want to talk about it because that's where I went into harassment. If I was adjusting to everybody, I would have got many more, but I would have not, I would not be able to have a holy life. I would not have this ministry, and I would not have God's, I mean, of course, God will still love me even though I do a mistake, but that's not the way I want to live, right? I want to live how
exactly.
I want to live.
You don't want to live your life in guilt
so
and regret.
Grateful. Right. And
one more thing,
I found
Samantha.
You, I spoke to you.
Thank you so much for that. I'm truly humbled. I'm saying that there is a new norm in our society. You know, we normalize every wrong thing. I mean, if somebody's doing wrong, we normalize it. It's cool to do that. It's okay to do that. Or we say that, you know what, it's their personal life. How does it matter to us? That's how we normalize all of this. We create acceptance for all of this in our society, saying that, you know what, it's their personal life.
Oh, did they not do this? Yeah, compromise on everything and compromise on your... It's like there's no... Even I'm working in a corporate sector. Everywhere it's only compromise. They are professionals. But everywhere there's compromise, there's adjusting. But you know, one thing I have noticed, Lisa, I've seen people compromising, but the compromising doesn't last for a longer time. That's it. That time, they may get a benefit in their office or they may get something what they want. But down the line, right, it comes back on them. What they sow, they are reaping. Of course, our journey may be slow. It may be like that, but we are enduring, but we will get greater. But the sad fact is not many people are actually living without compromise, you know. And for that, you need God's power to, okay, if I'm going through something, I should have a vision, right? Like, oh, I'm going through this problem. So, tomorrow I'll be used in the life of many other people, or God is going to use me in the ministry. No, I've seen how I came out of this problem. So only if you have that vision and goal for the future, you can pass through a test or a pain.
Absolutely.
So people don't have vision. They don't have hope for the future.
And 90% of people, and 90% of people, they don't care about the bigger picture. They don't care about the long-term goals. They don't care about the vision. They're just living a day-to-day life. There is no higher purpose, you know.
That's why they suicide. They go into all kind of problems in 30s and 40s, and they end up living something. But in all these things, to be honest, like I would not have come. I mean, I truly believe Jesus is God and he is the Lord. There's no belief. He is the Lord. And only God took me through this. So all through this book, I want to write about how God took me through this journey. May not be a biblical language, but I want to make sure that, you know, I add that flavor. Without salt, the food won't taste good. So like it's like he is the center of this book. It's a spiritual book, of course, but it's my life story.
Of course,
I don't know how we
course.
Are going to translate, but I'm so glad that I'm able to talk to you, Lisa, because
this book started
2020. I gave it to a different book writing company. They dragged it for 2 years. I hope you went through those manuscripts, and they did nothing. And that's when I was so frustrated. I said, they took 2 years. They took a lot of money, and they were not giving what I'm expecting. They are actually diluting my content. For example, I want to write something like evil practice, because that's true. It happened to me. They do not want to use those words, and they are like compromising. I said, you cannot compromise my content, you know.
But it's your
me.
Boss.
It's my life.
Exactly. And it's your course.
And it took 2 years, and finally, you know what I decided? I know that they are not going to go take it further. So whatever money I invested, I just, okay, you're going to cheat me, fine, I left it. Then I started putting online, and then I found Ryan, and I felt comfortable with him. Then I was like, okay, I believe that it's okay. Once it fails, it doesn't mean that. I just wrote an email to the previous company. I thought of going to the attorney and all. Then I left it. Okay, I'm writing a spiritual book. I should learn to forgive. So I just told them, like, I'm writing a
Samantha,
spiritual book. I should learn to forgive.
I know. I know. You're a humbled person. I know that you are a forgiving person in nature. But do not forgive people like these. They have ruined our business, Samantha, to be very honest with you. When we get people coming here, you know, from these scammers, they have spent thousands and thousands of dollars working with these people, and now, you know, when they finally come to us, when we are trying to help them in a very legitimate manner, they find it very difficult to trust us or to even proceed with us, you know, just because of their past experience. So you should not forgive them. At least get your rightful money back.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem I have. I was hesitating with Ryan. Like, when I first I spoke to him, I said, how can I trust you? Because I know I should not sound rude like that, because they took a lot of money and my time and my emotions and the idea. I gave everything to them, and I trusted them, because initially for our ministry, they did a logo and some design or something like that. They gave it to me properly. Later, I realized they just know that. They just wanted to have a long-term contract, but they do not have the expertise, and they should have told me that. Okay, I don't have expertise.
And what was the name of this company again?
Okay, it's called as National Logo Design, and it's out of California.
Okay.
And they did this for me. And now when I'm seeing their company, and I call that number is not working, Lisa. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. So what, they went out of operations? They closed down the business?
Yes, I think so. But their website is still active. National Logo, but they are not, that number, I'm not able to reach to that number. And the person who was writing the book, he called himself as Patrick Donald or something like that. And he was talking to me, and for the past 6 months, he stopped talking to me. There was no progress in my book or anything. Then I called him one day from a different number, not my number, from a different number. He did not pick up, and he called me back. And I said, hey, I'm Samantha. For 6 months, I'm not hearing. Hey, my name is not Patrick. My name is like kind of Joshua Adams. And I said, this is the number I spoke regarding this company, and it's not working. No, my name is Joshua Adams. The voice is the same. I just disconnected the call. I opened up WhatsApp, and I saw it is saying Patrick Elias Joshua Adams. I just took a screenshot and sent it to him saying, hey, Patrick, now I know that you are Joshua Adams.
Oh, my God.
I just said, can you imagine that, Lisa?
I can.
And they're not responding to me till today, and their number is not working. I asked them to cancel this project for the past 1 year. Nobody's responding. Now I know And, you know, when I go to an attorney, like the attorney is asking me $1,500 just to go ahead. I don't want to spend that money.
No, you do not need to go to an attorney. Let me guide you with the legal process.
Sure.
The first thing that you need to do is, first of all, if you're dissatisfied with any online services that you're buying from any particular company, you actually request for a refund to them. You already did that with the company multiple times, right? So that is done.
Right.
When you're not getting any response, or if they're refusing to refund you, or if they're not taking any action whatsoever, then you contact your credit card company or your bank, depending which card you paid them from, and then you file a dispute. File a complaint against them and tell them that you purchased these services, they did not deliver them to you, they're going to ask you for your correspondence, like email communication, whatsoever, as a proof, you know. So once you provide that, they should be able to recover the amount for you. You don't have to sit dependent on them, you know. You ask them once, twice, three times already for your money back, and they're not providing that. They're not even providing you the work. So it only makes sense for you to now contact your bank or your credit card company in order to get the amount back. You don't need an attorney for that. These are basic consumer rights, and your bank will understand.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's great. I have all the invoice and all that they sent me.
Yes.
But one thing what happened was our company operates out of 3 or 4 countries. The actual payment was done by a credit card from India, even though these people build it here. But I have to ask them to raise a dispute, but the invoice is with me. So I will ask them to do that then.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you contact them, you provide them all the correspondence that you have, compile an email, maybe compile a Word file, you know, put everything in there, screenshots of everything, including the invoices and the contract, the timeline. Do not forget to include the screenshots in which you're asking for a refund or where you're asking to cancel the project. Okay? Send all of that in. Tell them to raise an inquiry to open a case or complaint against this company and get your money back, because it's possible. And you should not forgive people like these. They are not going to learn their lesson until and unless you complain about them, you take an action. And it's horrible, Samantha. You have no idea. Surviving in this industry with all these scammers going on, it's very difficult.
Oh, awesome.
That's why I'm saying that.
Oh, you know,
please do me a favor. Go ahead and complain
about
them.
Sure, I will do that. Thank you, Lisa. Yeah, I'm going to talk to my people who have paid the money. And also, I have every detail with me, all the emails. We are going to do that as well.
Perfect.
Thank you for that. Thank you so much.
No worries. If you need any additional help, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, because when you go to music, arts, book, writing, it's a lot of, and it's a painful book. And even though I'm talking like this, I'm writing my pain. I've spoken to them about my abuse and all of that. And it's just not fun for them, right? Like, you know what they want to do.
It's something serious, and it's your life. You've
and
been through
some
this.
People
it's an experience.
Are, like, you are coming. Right, and when they know my actual situation, I think they think whatever they want, they want to do. So, but I think thank you for this. I'm going to move ahead with this as I write this book. And even when I came with the Ryan was asking me, I was really hopeless. Okay, are they really going to do my book? I was in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But now, then later, I got some confidence talking to him and.
He specifically requested me to take this project because I sort of have expertise working on books like Woman Empowerment, especially with people from third world country. So that's why I took this project.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I didn't mean that as an offense. I myself, I belong from
a third world
country too.
Okay? No problem.
Okay, Samantha,
no
I'm going to get carried away. I want to walk you through
thank
the process
you for your
as well.
Time.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Just going to take quick 5 minutes of yours. Are you in front of your computer right now?
Let me log in.
Okay. You need to go to your email because there is an invitation sent from our online portal called Creative Design Agency. So you need to find that email for me.
Just give me one moment.
Sure.
Just give me a moment, Lisa. I got an email. I just checked in my phone, but let me open my laptop.
Okay, take your time.
Sorry, I took a lot of your time.
No, it's completely fine. I enjoyed my conversation with you, so it's all good.
Thank you, Lisa. Where are you calling from, New York? So can you hear me, Lisa?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, it says like David Park. Yeah, Teamwork, Creative Design Agency.
Yes, there must be two notification emails sent to you. The first one would be from David Parker. David Parker is one of my associates. He will be assisting you on the project itself, just in case if I'm not available. He's your go-to person. And the other email will have a link to get started. That's where you need to go.
Okay, welcome aboard.
Read out the email to me.
Yeah, just give me one moment because I'm
sure.
Opening an attachment.
It won't open from here. I'll have to, guide you in terms of logging into the portal. Then you can download it from there.
Yeah, it says like, hope this email finds you well, warm welcome, and
no.
David
Barker. Disregard this notification. Go to the previous one,
okay. The
first one that is sent
okay,
from Creative Design Agency.
Okay.
That
it
you've
says
been
David
added.
Yes. Yeah, it says, and I have a button which says get started.
Yes, click on that, please.
Okay. And it's asking me for a password. I'm going to type the password.
Okay. Once you go to the link, you'll be setting up your own password. One more thing.
Yeah,
just bookmark or pin this tab somewhere on your browser. That way you don't have to, keep finding this link. You don't have to look for it.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Give me a second. I'll do that.
Sure.
Yeah, now I logged into this thing, whatever it is, Creative Design. It says no task. Now I can see home, projects, time, and two notifications.
Okay, you need to go to, are you logged in?
Yes, I did log in.
Okay, now you need to find the messages section or inbox.
Yeah, I see like a message from David. Yeah, I have two. One thing is hope this email finds you well, and the one is welcome on board.
Okay. Click on welcome on board, please.
Yeah, it says added a file.
Okay, when you click on Welcome on Board, you'll be able to see the complete thread, and there's an option to add reply at the bottom of his message. Do you see that?
It says David Parker added a file. I can see that.
No, you need to go back to the messages section again.
Okay.
When you go to the messages section, click on Welcome on Board. Nowhere else, specifically on Welcome on Board.
Yeah, that's what I did, but it shows me a list of activities when I did that.
No. That's weird. Can you send me a screenshot or a picture of it? Because I think you're in the wrong option. Should I provide you my cell number?
Oh, yeah, sure. I thought this was you.
Yeah.
Cell number. Is this your cell number, Lisa?
No, I'm going to provide that to you. I'm calling you from the main line. So my number is 408.
608-689-6899.